CRTV's afternoon edition presented by Manka'a. And be first, the main points. Plans are on the way to ease traffic flow at the northern entrance into Yaoundé with the launch of construction works today by the Cameroon government and its funding partners to the tune of about 27 billion CFA francs. Budding talents in high-tech startups are displaying their know-how at a digital innovation hub known as Mountain Hub in Yaoundé. In sports, 33 karate cars from Cameroon are among those from eight other countries that will begin competing for medals at the Africa Zone 4 Karate Championship beginning this weekend. Now, the news bulletin.
CRTV's afternoon bulletin with Gladys Tata. The north entrance to the city of Yaoundé is being widened from a two-lane to a four-lane highway to ease traffic on the Olembe-Obala Road. Public Works Minister Emmanuel Nganou-Jumesi chaired the ceremony today in Mayos to launch the construction works in the presence of officials of the Development Bank of the Central African States. Money to finance the projects are economies made on some complete projects in the country. Present at the event were the minister's delegate at the presidency in charge of public contracts, Talba Mala, and Central Regional Governor Nasiri Paul Biya. The UN systems in Cameroon salutes the country's hospitality to over half a million refugees in the country. Siaka Koulibaly, interim resident coordinator of the United Nations systems, made the appreciation in Yaoundé during deliberations with officials of the Ministry of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development and partners. The interim president coordinator of the UN systems and the secretary general in the Ministry of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development, Jean Chofo, discussed on how to integrate refugees into the development plans and programs of the Cameroon. A week-long event dubbed the Yaoundé Innovation Week has kicked off in the nation's capital with some 125 young Cameroonians involved in high-tech startups showcasing their projects in a bid to attract more investors and partners. The move is to regroup the young talents specialized in the creation of startups to also reflect on innovative solutions that can boost the economy. Organized by a digital innovation hub known as Mountain Hub, in collaboration with the Cameroon International Tech Summit, is placed under the slogan, Technology, Talent Acceleration and Outsourcing to Cameroon. More than 2,000 cartons of smuggled quality wine has been intercepted and seized by elements of the Cameroon customs in the economic capital, Douala. Imported through the Douala seaport, the wine was dissimulated in a cargo containing a container as second-hand goods. The filtration work of elements of the Alkomi Zone 1 led to the discovery of the fraud. The wine is estimated at about 70 million francs customs duty. This press release, the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Monona Futu, will preside over the graduation ceremony of 35 graduates, class of 2022-2024 of the National Centre for Youth and Sports Synergies of Kribi on Friday, July 12, 2024, as from 11 a.m. in the town hall of the Kribi City Council. Graduates include 17 senior youth and action instructors, 17 youth and action instructors, and one assistant youth and action instructor, most of whom are joining the Cameroon Civil Service upon graduation. And this release has been signed by the communications boss in that ministry. And this other press release, the Minister of Finance hereby reminds the general public that in accordance with the tax legislation in force, fiscal stamps can only be purchased from the following public accounting offices: tax collectors' offices, fiscal stamp revenue offices, paymaster general's offices, specialized paymaster's offices, divisional treasuries, subdivisional treasuries. Taxpayers are therefore urged to remain vigilant and to submit their documents in person to the above services for stamping without resorting to the assistance of third parties. The Directorate General of Taxation has made arrangements to facilitate the acquisition of fiscal stamps at the above-mentioned offices. The Tax Department is also at your disposal to authenticate any dubious stamps. While counting on the compliance of all, the Minister of Finance would like to recall that as per the regulations in force, all documents bearing fake fiscal stamps shall be systematically rejected and their holders liable to criminal prosecution. Signed, Louis Paul Mutazi, Minister of Finance. We take you out of Cameroon, where Kenyan President William Ruto has dismissed all government ministers, including the Attorney General, following the recent deadly protest that led to withdrawal of an unpopular tax bill. He says the move comes after reflection, listening to Kenyans, and after holistic appraisal of his cabinet, adding that he will now consult widely in order to set up a broad-based government. The deputy president has not been fired, and the prime cabinet secretary, who doubles as foreign affairs minister, equally. And in sports, all eight countries to take part in the Africa Zone 4 Karate Championship are in Yaoundé ahead of the competition to kick off this weekend. Technical officials of the various delegations are having a training session on the method of working and how the championship will unfold. 33 karatekas will represent Team Cameroon during the event, which doubles as a qualifier for the Africa Karate Championship billed for Tunisia later this month. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRT this afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
President Paul Biya yesterday signed three important decrees appointing officials in certain state universities. The first decree appoints new presidents of board of directors in three universities, while the second appoints vice rectors and secretaries general. Heads of institutions have also been promoted. This organization is intended to give a new impetus to professional training in Cameroon. Bertrand Sumba now gives an overview of these decrees in the following report.
Significant changes have been made in the academic leadership positions at various state universities in Cameroon. Professor Maurice Chuente transitions as board chair from the University of Yaoundé 2 to Yaoundé 1, leading to Mrs. Menga Zomo taking over his previous position in the University of Yaoundé 2. Sally Charles assumes a similar new role in the University of Bertoua. There have also been major reorganizations among vice rectors and general secretaries at universities of Bertoua, Douala Chang, Ngaoundéré, Yaoundé 1 and 2. These new appointments are seen as enhancing the existing leadership teams. A recent decrees by the head of state also involves the renewal of officials in key positions like technical advisors to rectors, deans of faculties, and directors of prestigious schools. These movements indicate strategic preparations for the upcoming academic year scheduled for October, signaling a positive and promising outlook for increased professionalization of trainings in the higher education sector in Cameroon.
Bertrand Osumba reporting. Construction work is on course at the new National Assembly complex in the Ngwaikile neighborhood in Yaoundé. During a visit to the site by members of the National Assembly yesterday, the Deputy Speaker, Honorable Theodore Datwo, President of the Supervisory Committee of the project, said the edifice will be complete in about 5 months. Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent Doris Batetatoekwe reports.
Following recommendations made by the House Speaker, members of the National Assembly dashed in groups Wednesday to the building site of the new National Assembly complex. After visiting the four different compartments of the magnificent edifice, the people's representatives made this appraisal.
I'm full of joy. In fact, such a beautiful piece of work. I'm happy I am part of this legislature which is seeing this happen.
We are very proud. It's a very good building with its beauty and its capacity. We all are very satisfied for that.
I think it's a beautiful edifice. We are looking forward to having parliamentarians who will be sitting in offices comfortably. A comfortable environment also makes you to be psychologically and emotionally upright.
The president of the supervisory committee of the project, Deputy Speaker Honorable Theodore Datwo, said everything being equal, proceedings of the November session will hold in the 512-seat capacity hemicycle.
We have, let's say, 4 to 5 months to end of this
16, we will come here and start our work here. All the MP will come here.
Updating the MPs in his closing remarks while wrapping up the June session, the Right Honourable Kavaye Gejibrio, project manager, said orders have been placed for equipment to be installed in the various offices. He seized the opportunity to express gratitude to the head of state for personally lending support to the implementation of the construction project, an architectural marvel worth more than 54 billion CFA francs offered to Cameroon by the People's Republic of China.
Parliamentary Affairs correspondent Doris Batitatoekwe reporting. Engineers charged with the construction of the Olimbi-Ubala Road project to expand the northern entrance into the city of Yaoundé have been challenged to deliver the work on the November 2026 deadline. The Minister of Public Works, Emmanuel Nganunjumesi, was speaking as he launched the construction works in Mayos in the central region. The public works boss comes back to the main thrust of the project.
This is the continuation as decided by the head of state in his policy to densify and to modernize our road infrastructure. This is a section of the very important corridor, Yaoundé-Enu. The head of state is working to open our country to conquer the market in the neighboring country. So my appeal is that we should use that opportunity to create our business possibility to evacuate our production. I wish to thank, first of all, Chairman of the Central Development Bank for accompanying us in financing this project. First of all, the funds we are using are the consequence of the economy we happen to achieve concerning the POMA project, EDIT Fana. So we are not working here in a new debt. My gratitude goes to him on behalf of the head of state.
The Minister of Public Works, Emmanuel Nganunjumesi, talking to the CRTV. Patience Wingo now presents the over 27 billion CFA francs project intended to ease traffic on the national road number one.
The four-lane 22-kilometer road project from Olimbi to the Ubala interchange will widen the northern entrance to Yaoundé and ease traffic flow along the stretch. This follows the request of road users and business persons plying the stretch, especially merchants from the center, west, littoral, southwest, northwest, and Adamawa regions and beyond. It is a strategic convergence axis for users of the Douala Yaoundé Yokon Gaoundéré Jamina corridor. The project will be executed using recycled funds from other road projects sponsored by the Development Bank of Central African States. The president of the bank, Diodone Evumeku, confirms the institution's determination to accompany Cameroon in its road infrastructural development drive.
If our country is in program with IMF, you know that the capacity on endowment are very tight. So it was a very good way of recycling because the minister have too many projects to achieve. So we have, for example, started to finance another project in the Badija, in East Cameroon and in the South.
According to the Minister of Public Works, Emmanuel Nganunjumesi, the road is in line with projects carried out by his ministry within the public investments budgetary allocation and part of the head of state's promise to modernize road networks across Cameroon. Upon completion, the said road will also have a 17-meter-wide carriageway, two interchanges, footbridges alongside associated roads. Minister Nganunjumesi has called on the population to collaborate with the administrators and contractors involved in the project so that the November 2, 2026 deadline is respected.
Patience Wingo. A group of young Cameroonians involved in high-tech startups are showcasing their brilliant ideas while also reflecting on ways to promote them and contribute in boosting the national economy. This is at a week-long event holding under the auspices of a digital innovation hub called Mountain Hub on the theme Technology, Talent Acceleration and Outsourcing to Cameroon. Kelly Eben took interest in some of the high-tech startups on exhibition and now presents them in the following report.
The young startuppers are exhibiting their brilliant ideas, like the application called Ultra that guides people to lodging facilities in Cameroon.
Its creator is Nyamsa Maxim.
Anytime someone leaves Europe and comes to Cameroon, this application is going to help give the person directives, the quality of the rooms, the security of that area.
People in search of employment opportunities are also served by the outsourcing platform that provides them with job market options.
My name is Flu 626 Brown. The project was to create an opportunity for tech talents in Cameroon to have jobs from abroad or from the country. Our platform also comes to provide opportunity for those who have micro tasks. They can be able to post those tech tasks and log into the platform to have some cash in return.
The brains behind the Yaoundé Innovation Week project, Ayuk Eta, dropped hints on the event holding as a prelude to the Grand Cameroon International Technology Week due in October, wherein the best startup ideas will be scrutinized by foreign investors.
Our goal is to build young people that can build solutions in order to redesign Cameroon as an emerging tech hub, make it attractive for external investors.
The Innovation Week project has been to 7 regional capitals. Yaoundé is the 8th, and the team of experts have 2 more cities to hold their event, Douala and Boya.
Kelly Eben, most startups exhibiting their projects at the 2-week Cameroon International Tech Summit in Yaoundé are unanimous that financial challenges hinder the realization of innovative projects that could fight food insecurity. Here are some of their projects and challenges captured in the following excerpt selected for us by Karen Kubo.
I'm Kumo Paiskali. I'm working on a plant detection and remediation application, which with just a picture of the crop, can be able to detect what the crop is suffering from and give possible remedies. I don't really have the means to buy those AI tools. For now, the model detects some diseases, but I'm looking forward to making it such a way that any farmer anywhere can use it.
I'm Albert Maron. We are proposing the project Dajara, which is the first African outsourcing platform for AI data labeling. So it permits them to reduce the cost of this operation. We have many people who want to have a better condition of living, and so we want to create an army of data labelers.
I'm Marie-Tolo Fuman, student in digital engineering. My project is called Mano and I Echo. It's a green graphics and communication agency specializing in information technologies and sustainable communication. We need certification. We need international standard to exercise and machine to manufacture packaging and packaging recycling in Cameroon.
Some media men and women from the Adamawa Northern Far North regions have been drilled on the proper use of artificial intelligence, AI, to ameliorate their reporting. This was during a 2-day seminar organized by an association known as Media for Peace in collaboration with the African Union of Broadcasting, AUB. Henry Tate can be reports from CRTV Far North in Marwa.
An interview granted only in French can be translated to English or multiple languages, with the same voice being used with a click. That is just one of the many goodies that artificial intelligence, AI, can offer media men and women, which explains Media for Peace's collaboration with the African Union of Broadcasting, AUB, for the organization of this seminar. Participants, drawn from the 3 northern regions of the country, say they have assimilated enough knowledge that has not only demystified AI, but given them easier and better ways of working. Fonzi Said is a participant.
Artificial intelligence can help us improve the work that we usually do. If not well used, artificial intelligence can help those who propagate fake news.
Authorities of the Far North also believe such platforms can contribute in reinforcing peace in the crisis-stricken region. Evariste Atanganazua is a representative of Far North Governor.
You also have to master artificial intelligence to use it for peacekeeping.
The participants were also enjoined to avoid using the dark side of artificial intelligence so as to better serve the society. Marwa, Henry Tatuikambi, CLTV News.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
You're listening to CRTV's afternoon edition on the national station. Experts in the mining sector have intimated that the media can play a key role in marketing the socio-economic benefits of the Nabeba Mbala mining project in Cameroon and Congo. The director in charge of administrative and public affairs in the Cameroon Mining Company, Patrick Ochoa, was speaking after an audience with the director of the Tunisian-based media company, Jeune Afrique Economie, Rigobert Manier.
The Cameroon Mining Company, charged with developing the Mbala Namibia mines in Cameroon and Congo, seeks to transform the sector in the Central African subregion to an El Dorado for investment and growth, according to the director in charge of administrative affairs and public relations in the company, Patrick Chua. The Mbala Namibia iron ore project is one of the ambitious integrative projects that tie with phase two of CEMAC's economic reforms program. While it is estimated to generate billions of CFA francs to both countries in fiscal revenue, the funds are expected to trigger national development in Cameroon and drive social growth. Zanga Cedric Nelson is the technical director in the institution.
Now we are creating more facility in our mining site. We are just creating more than 10 kilometers mining road. The government owns 10% of the company and also going to receive 10% of the production.
Speaking after an audience with the director of Jeune Afrique Economie, Mr. Patricia recognized that such a multifaceted media space can create an avenue for potential investors in Cameroon in the mining sector.
Rigobert Manier in that report, and this final communique following the 50th ordinary session of the council meeting of the University of Chang. The 50th ordinary session of the council meeting of the University of Chang was held on July 10th, 2024, in the Professor Gibring Bol Alima Hall in Chang, presided over by Professor Paul Celestin Dembiembe, Council Chair of the University of Chang. The Rector of the University of Chang, Professor Roger Tafagnamfoso, was the rapporteur of the items on the agenda. The session was mainly to examine the performance report and the accounts of the institution for the 2023 budgetary year. The council members also examined the general report on activities of the University of Chang for the 2023-2024 academic year. The intense, enriching and convivial deliberations led the council to adopt the accounts of the University of Chang for the 2023 budgetary year. They noted concordance among all the documents showing an income of 6,440,812,538 CFA francs and an expenditure amounting to 6,358,652,052 CFA francs from a budget forecast of 11,277,636,923 CFA francs. This shows respective realization rates of the year concerned of 57.11% and 56.38%. Apart from the accounts, the Council approved the resolutions and recommendations of the fifth session of the Senate held on July 8th, 2024. It equally adopted the general report on activities of the current year. The council congratulated the rector for the efforts put in despite all constraints and noted the excellent quality of documents as well as the presentations. So, the council endorsed the rector's management while urging him to continue in the same dynamics so as to improve the performance of the institution. And this done in Chang on the 10th of July 2024, the council chair, Professor Paul Celestin Dembiembe, Pro-Chancellor, University of Chang. On to sports, technical officials of the eight delegations to take part in the Africa Zone 4 Karate Championship are set to receive training ahead of the competition that begins this weekend. 33 karatekas will represent Cameroon in the championship. As you tell us, Harrison Ashu-Jik.
After the ongoing training of the technical officials involved in the championship, the executives of the eight delegations of the event will this Friday have an elective General Assembly. Thereafter, the official opening ceremony before hostilities begins. Karatekas from Cameroon, Burundi, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Chad, the Republic of Congo, Gabon, and Equatorial Guinea will challenge themselves in different categories. The elites will, at the Fandena Gymnasium in Yaoundé, take on their opponent in Kumite and Qatar Karate for a ticket to the Africa Karate Championship to take place in Tunisia in September. Team Cameroon is made up of 33 elites who are confident going to the competition based on the fact that they trained for close to a month in build-up to the fights.
Harrison Ashu Teko reporting. Players and coaches of Louvre's Mimprov of Yaoundé and of Lekki Football Girls have intensified preparations ahead of the final of the Cup of Cameroon this Saturday at the Military Stadium in Yaoundé. Louvre's Mimprov will be out for a fifth title of the Cup of Cameroon, while Lekki Football Girls are behind their second trophy of that competition. Ben Collins Nueberiwo looks at the route to the final for both teams.
As cup holders, the champions of Cameroon in the 2022-2023 season and runners-up this year, Lekki Football Girls qualified directly for the quarterfinals of the Cup of Cameroon. Coach Stéphane Zana and team were paid in the round of last eight against Vision of Yaoundé. They thrashed the team from the nation's capital 3-0 to advance to the semis, a difficult semi-final against Eclair Football Girls of Saint. Both sides separated on a 1-1 draw after regular time, and current cup holders, Lekki Football Girls, booked their place in the final after edging Eclair 5-4 during post-match penalties. What a way to pay tribute to the fallen president of Lekki, Nkwa Luke, whose cups are pending burial. For the 5-time cup winners of Cameroon, Louvre's Mimprov, coach Narcisse Basilikeng and team, who finished 5th in the championship, began at the zonal level. They defeated the girls of the National Football Academy 5-0 before winning Omazong Football Club of Marwa by forfeiture. Louvre's grabbed a ticket to the final after thrashing Azza Girls of Douala 5-0 in the round of last four. The two teams are just 90 minutes away from winning yet another trophy of the Cup of Cameroon this Saturday in Yaoundé.
Ben Collins, Nueberiwo, and in more sports news, a football competition grouping young players from different academies in Cameroon is underway at the annex of the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium. The organizer, a member of the elite of the Infundi Division, Pascal Atangana, says it is a way of identifying talent and keeping the children busy during the holiday period. Details with journalism student on internship, Pewejo.
The tournament includes 5 categories, under 8, 10, 12, 15 and under 17. The technical coordinator of the competition, Diodene Engonga, says they want to start building the football career of the youths from the base. As I said earlier, if you want to succeed in football, you must start from the base. That is the main objective of the organizer. For the period, we are on holidays and the children have been learning for 9 months. So, this competition is to act like a leisure to them. The competition runs from the 9th of July to the 15th and includes 24 teams. 3 games were unscheduled this Thursday, July 11. Semens FC beat Avenue FC 1-0 in the under-15 category. Espoir Duclair defeated Semens 3-2 in the under-17 category, while Anafoot humbled Semens 4-2 in the junior under-17 category. The 3 matches of the competition will go into action tomorrow, July
12th. CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Manka'a. And we're here now with a summary of the news in the French language with Marlies Natacha Mbang.
Mesdames, Messieurs, bon après-midi. L'apport financier de la Banque des États de l'Afrique centrale ne constitue pas un nouvel endettement, mais plutôt une ressource financière issue de l'économie rigoureuse réalisée dans d'autres projets routiers. Message d'Emmanuel Nganou Djoumessi, ministre des Travaux publics, lors de la pose de la première pierre sur le chantier d'élargissement de l'axe routier au Limbé, changeur d'Obala. Un linéaire de 22 km dont le coût s'élève à un peu plus de 27 milliards de francs CFA. Les travaux vont s'achever en novembre 2026. La cérémonie de lancement officiel des 10 travaux s'est déroulée en présence de quelques membres du gouvernement et du président de la B2AC. Assemblée nationale, l'évolution des travaux de construction du nouvel immeuble siège est satisfaisante. Le constat est fait par l'ensemble des députés. Ils sont descendus sur le terrain au terme des délibérations de la deuxième session ordinaire de l'année législative en cours. La visite du chantier s'est faite sous la conduite du président du comité de suivi, le vice-président de l'Auguste Chambre, Théodore Datouo. Le Cameroun veut tenter l'expérience des véhicules électriques déjà disponibles dans d'autres pays africains. Le gouvernement, à travers une réunion préparatoire du lancement du programme de promotion de la mobilité électrique qui s'est tenue ce matin au ministère des Transports, veut mener le pays dans cette nouvelle ère. Les travaux étaient présidés par Jean-Ernest Massé-Nangalé-Bibéé, chef de ce département ministériel. Plusieurs start-upers ont présenté leur savoir-faire devant les investisseurs. C'est au cours de la semaine de l'innovation des projets des start-upers. Les activités se déroulent à l'hôtel Montfébé de Yaoundé. Les jeunes développeurs proposent des solutions numériques pour stimuler l'emploi, augmenter les revenus et attirer les investisseurs. Et puis en sport, le gymnase de Mfandina accueille dès demain les 8 pays engagés pour les championnats d'Afrique de karaté région centre. Des combats qualificatifs aux championnats d'Afrique. Des délégations étrangères attendues pour la circonstance arrivent à Yaoundé ce jour. Mais en attendant, une session de formation en arbitrage et en préparation des coachs s'est tenue ce matin. Fin du condensé du 3 PM. Merci d'avoir écouté. Nos programmes se poursuivent.